This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Officials in Pakistan say a group of terrorists stormed a five-star hotel Saturday near the Chinese-operated Arabian seaport of Gwadar, killing at least one security guard. The Pakistani military says its forces quickly encircled the heavily armed assailants in the staircase leading to the top floor of the building. It said all guests were safely evacuated in the process. The Zawar Pearl Continental Hotel, located on a hilltop overlooking the deepwater massive port, currently is the only such facility available in the southwestern city and often hosts Chinese visitors, among others. A separatist group known as the Baluchistan Liberation Army took responsibility for the attack. It also released pictures of four purported gunmen through social media accounts, saying they had carried out the raid. In a statement, the Chinese embassy in Islamabad strongly condemned the terrorist attack and praised the Pakistani military for its heroic action. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa says the results of this week's election mean that he has a mandate to build a better South Africa for all. However, the ruling African National Congress saw its grip on power weakened as its share of Wednesday's vote declined to just 57.5%. Glenn Mashinini of South Africa's Electoral Commission announced the results Saturday.
The majority party in the National Assembly of South Africa will be the African National Congress with 230 seats.
The opposition Democratic Alliance also slipped in the polls, winning almost 21% of the ballots, but that's down from 2014. The far-left Economic Freedom Fighters also lost slightly in this week's vote. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In Yemen, it's reported that the Houthi movement started withdrawing forces from Salif Port in Hodeidah under a UN-sponsored deal that had been stalled for months. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina has details.
Last year, the Saudi-backed government and the Iran-aligned Houthis made a pact to pull back troops from Hodeidah, a lifeline for millions of Yemenis. But the peace deal stalled for months amid deep mistrust among the parties, leaving Hodeidah port closed, blocking humanitarian aid from getting to millions of starving people. A minister in the Yemeni government dismissed the Houthi movement's pullout as a show meant to, quote, disinform the international community. A UN report said that if the Yemen conflict were to end this year, it would have killed around 233,000 people, 56% of those being indirect deaths from lack of food, health services and infrastructure.
Francesca Lina of Reuters reporting. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido told his supporters Saturday at a rally in Caracas that he has instructed his ambassador to the U.S. to contact the U.S. military to pressure President Nicolas Maduro to step down. He said, "We receive with joy the communication of President Trump, but also from the different levels, and we have instructed our ambassador, Carlos Vecchio, to meet with him immediately, and, as it was seen through Twitter, with the Southern Command, the Admiral, to be able to establish a direct relationship and scope in terms of cooperation." Guaido was speaking one day after a Venezuelan court ordered Edgar Zambrano, the vice president of Guaido's opposition-controlled National Assembly, to be held at a military facility after being arrested earlier in the week. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has called for Zambrano's immediate release. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan said Saturday he intends to accelerate planning to secure the U.S.-Mexico border and to bolster the administration's ability to accomplish that without the Pentagon's help. In a visit to the McAllen Border Patrol Station in Texas, Shanahan offered assurances that the Pentagon would not withdraw its military support prematurely.
The reason we come down here is to hear about the things that need to get fixed, and it's not that we're going to fix every one of them, but we've got to put some lubrication in the system and get people to understand it's their responsibility to start to take some of these ideas and change what we're doing.
Shanahan told Congress this past week that there were 4,364 military troops on the border, including active duty and National Guard. They are erecting barriers, providing logistics and transportation, and other activities in support of the Customs and Border Protection. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.